Hi, this is Lisa Devaney with High Media Group, and I'm sitting in Edinburgh with at Ewan Spence, who recently went to Eurovision and covered it for his Twitter followers. So Ewan, tell us, what was the experience of Eurovision 09 like?
Well, as it was the first time I'd actually been out to the concert, having been a fan for longer than I can remember, on a personal level, it was just like dropping yourself backstage for 2 weeks in a gig, and an entire build-up sense of adventure and excitement, as anybody would with any event, be it football or Eurovision or the American Super Bowl. But at the end of it, you know, when you're reporting live, there's all of a sudden, rather than just having this connection with people in the room that you're talking to, as you would, you know, sitting around at home watching it, you have a connection that hits, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of people, possibly even hundreds of thousands around the world with this massive shared event. We're talking about an event that's got more television views than the American Super Bowl. The official numbers this year clocking in about 112 to 114 million viewers of that live TV show. And, you know, the fact that all of these people have got a venue to say what they see and talk about it. It's like, well, people like talking about these sort of things in a pub. Multiply that by significant numbers of orders of magnitude. And then add on top of that, the, you know, Web 2 is never about the amount of information. Web 2 is always about how to sort through the information. Provide people with the tools that allows them to sort through, be it with their friends, be it by a hashtag and searching in a group, be it by, well, what is everybody talking about and what is this Eurovision thing anyway, and why are 1 in 10 tweets at this point in time globally about this concert in Moscow? And you kind of see the power that the media has. I mean, it's worth remembering that for media's only been around broadcast and mainstream media for, you know, 100 years or so, if you, you know, at a push. And for a lot of the time, it was one person talking to the entire country. We're at the point now where the entire country can talk to the entire country. So why should, you know, person A be different to person B? The only difference is person B's microphone goes to a BBC transmitter, and person A's microphone goes down a Ustream line, and person C doesn't, you know, just types it up on Twitter.
So Ewan, tell us, are we going to see you on the front lines of Eurovision 2010?
Well, that remains to be seen, and no pun was intended there. Certainly, I would like to go back out to Norway again, personally. I think if I was out there, I would not want to not cover the event in some form or another. But having been at many events, festivals, and shows throughout the last 5 years, playing with new tools online, experimenting with the media, then how I cover it, I don't know. You know, every man has a price, and every woman. So if somebody comes along and goes, well, we'd like you to do the commentary for Swedish TV because we want an English language feed, then, you know, that's fine.
I'll do that as well.
So we might see Ewan. Well, you can also catch Ewan at the Fringe Festival. He'll be tweeting that from Edinburgh in August. And follow him at Ewan Spence. Thank you.